A linchpin of Delaware Governor John Carney's plan to improve public education in Wilmington involves closing two schools and expanding two others. But one of the expanding schools opened classes this month without being ready. WHYY's Chris Barish reports lawmakers, teachers, parents, and the governor himself are all upset.
When the Byard School opened its doors August 12th, for what is hoped to be a turnaround year for a low-performing school, dozens of chairs, desks, and other equipment cluttered the gym. Big boxes sat in the middle of the library. Students and staff had to fetch drinking water out of a bucket. Counselors who help kids whose relatives are gunshot victims now share a room, leaving no space for private conversations.
Why did whoever made the decision to open school early think that it would be okay for my babies to go into a school that was in disarray? That's unconscionable.
That's State Rep Sherry Dorsey Walker. She visited 4 days after Byard opened and was appalled. She wrote a letter to the district superintendent and copied Governor Carney. Parents and fellow lawmakers signed it.
There's a whole lot of people who let the ball drop, and it's an unfair dynamic because when adults don't do what they're supposed to do, it falls on our children.
The district has responded with a letter saying many of the problems are fixed and more improvements are planned. It said administrators did all they could, considering a tight timetable, for transforming a middle school into one serving first through eighth graders. Teachers Union President Darren Tyson says the district should have warned staff and families.
Teachers just showed up and they're like, wow, this is a mess. And my phone is blowing up. My emails are blowing up. My text messages.
Governor Carney issued a statement saying he's also frustrated, but remains committed to improving Byard and other city schools. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.